Hey guys, it's Malls. Thanks so much for listening to Please Advise. Just a quick message before the show. Don't forget to subscribe in iTunes. It's super helpful for us and super helpful for you. You can also call 323-450-7408 to get your calls on the show. Again, 323-450-7408. Or email askpleaseadvise@gmail.com with your voice notes or emails. Thanks so much. It's episode 99 of Please Advise. You guys asked for her, so we brought her back. It's Jackie Johnson. Hey, girl.
Hey, I'm so happy, Please Advise Nation, to be back. I'm truly honored. Honored with an H to be back.
They love you here.
And I take that really, it means a lot to me because I'm the least famous person that's ever been on this podcast, like by far.
But America's favorite.
Well, there's definitely an interesting disconnect there.
You act like you didn't sell out Bonnaroo.
That's true. Actually, that's something we all need to remember is that I did perform at a sold out crowd at Bonnaroo.
Yeah.
No one can take that from me.
No one can ever take that from
ever.
You. Bonnie, no, Jackie sold out Bonnaroo. We had to perform in like the Gap tent and it was like sober, which no one told me till we got there. And I was rip shit. I was like, we're at Bonnaroo sober for 3 days? Like, who the fuck approved this? No. So where I left off in attitude, Jackie Johnson picked up and she basically carried the show for 3 days.
It was one of the best moments. Like, I fondly look back at Bonnaroo and remember those days. I mean, we were disgusting. I didn't clean my body for 4 days.
No.
We lived in a trailer.
And by the way, those are the nicest accommodations at Bonnaroo, but you were the only one that wanted to have fun with me during the day. Like, we went and rode water slides. Ferris wheels.
We had so much fun.
We didn't cheat ourselves of that experience at all.
That's why it was so important. Like, I never considered myself a festival person. I like central air. I like controlled environments.
Yeah.
I don't really like huge crowds. I don't like people that are really on drugs, a huge amount of them. But we had a great time, man.
We definitely did.
We became one with the Bonnaroo people.
Yeah, it is Bonnaroo fam, like, is the truest type of fam.
Oh, it is.
I'm so jealous of the couples that met at, like, one of the first Bonnaroos and now come back with their kids that they now have.
I love that experience.
I mean, it's amazing.
I mean, but I don't know. I'm just so scared of crowds full of people on drugs.
You're about to get married, girl.
I am.
In 2 weeks.
Yes.
You got your marriage license yesterday.
Yes.
How was that?
It was so easy. I just did it all online. Mm-hmm. And then we went to the Beverly Hills courthouse and walked right up. And a very humorless Filipino woman helped us fill out our form. And you could tell she sees a lot of shit every day. And like, because she wasn't like, oh my God, congratulations. She was just like, sign here, stamp here. Like, she didn't give a shit.
She didn't give
a shit. But it was great. I mean, while we were leaving, I saw this like really beautiful couple, like with a photographer and flowers. You could tell they were doing the whole courthouse thing.
Yeah.
And I cried a bunch because I'm a sap. But it's a really important.
So you're legally married, but not in the eyes of God.
No, because we haven't filed the papers yet.
Oh, okay.
If we mailed them in today, then yes, we would be legally married. But we're waiting until the ceremony and then having our officiant, like, be the witness and all that crap.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Oh, who's officiating your wedding?
Ryan Stanger.
Who's
that? He's on Bangarang with Adam, which is an improv team at Upright Citizens Brigade LA on Friday nights with Lauren Lapkus, Betsy Sodaro. It's got a great group of peeps on it. But
yeah.
Yeah, so he's marrying us.
And why'd you pick him?
Because he's one of the funniest people ever, and he has such an interesting viewpoint on the world, and he's in a really amazing marriage.
Okay.
I didn't want any, like, divorce stinking at my bridal party. I didn't want any, like, you know what I mean? Because my parents have been divorced since I was 7. And
right.
Adam's parents have been together for 43 years and yada yada. So I was, like, really selective about who I let around the
you
front
wanted,
of my wedding. I didn't want divorce stinking up my situation because I really don't want to get divorced.
Jackie, you kill me. So how did you go about the act of picking your bridesmaids?
If I could go back in time, I would do it differently, to be honest.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Just because...
You know, you're not the only person I've heard say that about their wedding recently. I have another friend who, like, is literally consulting me about how to kick her best friend out of the wedding.
Yeah.
So I know that that's actually a common feeling, and thank you for vocalizing
that. I just
that.
Feel like if I could go back in time, I would simplify. It's nothing personal to anybody. I would just simplify everything because we got engaged in September and we're getting married in July. So it was a pretty short engagement. And it's like literally we hit the tarmac at the airport. We got engaged in the Bahamas and I was like, okay, we have a meeting here. We're doing this because I've been trying to get married for years.
Yeah.
And I knew if he didn't propose to me on that trip, it would have been a cold flight home, honey.
Yeah.
There would have been frost on the windows of that plane.
I know. I was like, I remember you left and I was like, this has to be it.
I feel like we all knew.
We all knew.
We all had I had a sense of peace. Like, yeah. I was like, it better happen.
You were very zen going into
because
it.
Because I talked to this psychic and like, she told me like that it was going to happen. And I really just put trust in her and the universe. And
yeah.
And also like, we've been together 5 fucking years. Like, come on, motherfucker. Yeah. You know, like, we talked about it, whatever. So I just wish I could have simplified. I've learned so much. Planning a party is so hard.
Yeah.
I say that to you out loud, but you really don't even understand what I mean.
Well, I saw, like, the latest drama you had was, like, the table situation. Like, the table seating. How did you overcome
the
trouble that you were having?
Basically, this is what's happening now. So they give you contracts, and I just have never been a very thorough business-minded person in terms of contracts and wording.
Venue gives you contracts.
Yes.
Okay.
Everybody. You have a contract with everyone. Every vendor. Everything at your wedding you had to buy or rent from somebody. They give you contracts. And it's so funny. Like, now, 2 weeks out, you're deep, few G's. Everybody's got deposits. They go, oh, hey, did you want ice at the wedding? And I write back, I'm like, yeah, I want fucking ice.
No.
It's July in LA. Yes. And they go, okay, so that's going to be $400. We're going to add that on your invoice. And I go, why are you just now bringing this up, motherfucker?
Yeah.
Why didn't you tell me that ice wasn't included back in October when I met with y'all?
You refer to the contract.
Right. And I go back to the contract. Guess what? It's in the contract. It says, if there is no ice machine at the venue, you will need it supplied for an additional fee. So I blame my stepmom, to
Honey,
be honest.
Do you want me and Ed to just go out to a liquor store in Topanga right before
the
wedding?
No, we already ordered it. It's fine.
Okay,
but I appreciate that.
Do you know what I'm saying, though?
Like, no, yeah, but that's the thing. If you want anything done, you just have to pay, and it's going to be like 5,000 times what you normally would pay to have it,
right.
You know, yourself.
Yeah.
And then,
my mom
but
was a wedding planner or
oh,
an
so
event planner, so I do know some of the basic things, which is like, 1/3 of all invited guests won't even RSVP / not come.
I had to text a lot of people, but it's fine.
You have to text
I didn't
me.
Mind.
I'm
I didn't
so
mind.
Sorry.
I didn't
thought
mind.
I did RSVP.
No, it's all good. It's fine.
It's the website thing that confuses me with new weddings. I've had there's so many new ways for weddings. I had a friend get married last summer, and she sold tickets to her wedding.
Oh.
And like in the ticket got you your room for the night and your meal at the wedding. And it was in lieu of gifts or anything else. And I thought that was a really interesting way to do that.
Well, I want my motherfucking gifts. So.
I know you do.
I want my La Crusette pods, honey. I'm collecting flame. If anyone out there likes La Crusette, you tweet me, honey.
I think about this as I walk through my new house and I'm like, oh, look, I have this new glass cabinet.
Yeah,
that's
you
like,
need some La Crusette.
But you know what? No one's going to buy me that. And like, I need to figure out, like, you can't register for a housewarming party as a single woman.
I don't think you can. But I think if word gets out and you have your housewarming party, I think people will rise.
Guys.
Because like those La Crusette salt and pepper shakers, they're not that much.
Molly, I would chip in for a La Crusette.
Yeah, I would too.
Oh, yeah.
And on our chip in, you want to get her a La Crusette?
She needs to pick her color. She needs to pick her color.
I do have a teal La Crusette and I have a red one. That I got at Home Goods at a very good deal.
So do you want to do red and turk or do you want to switch to one? Like we
Well, everything in my life is red and turquoise from the Please Advise logo to the Hello Giggles logo to my dog's bowls. But what I really need is beautiful martini glasses and beautiful wine glasses.
Well, La Crusette does not make those.
I can't register at La Crusette.
No.
Yeah, okay.
I've been perusing their catalog and I've not seen any wine glasses
for ceramic martini glasses.
It doesn't
even though that sounds really cute,
it
huh?
Does.
What if like a little rim, a colored rim?
That'd be cute. You know, I think a mom is just going to have to drive her ass down to CB2 and make it happen for herself, just like everything else in life. But I don't know.
I will say CB2 has really great drinkware. That's the one thing I would say about that.
That's good to know.
That is good.
They have cute little plates too. But
I
wait,
love plates.
So your registry was a delight to look through because you registered for what you needed. And most people that I know, it's like usually like, oh, it's this $900 vase.
Right.
And I'm like, when are you ever going to use a $900
vase?
I
live a very simple life, you know. I have a 2-bedroom, 1 bath, no dishwasher, 1 parking spot. We don't have room.
By the way, 2 bedrooms is fancy for LA.
Yeah.
I just want people to know that.
That is true.
It is kind of fancy.
Well, the second bedroom is my Jackie O'Lash's studio.
Tax write-off.
But, you know, yeah. I mean, I need some scrub daddies.
That's what I was going to say.
Some food for my
Jackie
dog.
Jackie has registered for scrub daddies, which is my favorite.
They're amazing.
They are.
I really feel like a psycho because all I do is talk about how good scrub daddies are, but I'm not lying to you. It's the most superior sponge on the market. Easily.
You need to get, like, everyone needs to get on Jackie's level because that is such a smart thing to register for. Like, go through your registry. If you don't have a fucking scrub daddy on there, how are you going to clean your $900 vase?
Get the multi-pack, 3 colors. It'll last you at least a year, I think. I mean, I do dishes all the time, and mine lasts like 5 months.
Now, I did something that could have been a faux pas and might even still be a faux pas. I text Jackie and I said, I have this distinct feeling that I need to get something that's off registry for you. Like, I had found this thing, and I was like, this feels so Jackie to me. And so I texted you if I could go off registry, and I'm still going to get you something from your honey fund. But was that okay?
Could
that have been a disaster?
I think it was totally okay, and here's why. Because my registry was so lacking, I just was like, I don't know what to get. I don't have a house. I don't know things. Because my La Crusette pot was not on my registry. A friend of mine sent it to me and was like, I got this for my wedding, and I love it, and I know you will too. And now I'm like obsessed with La Crusette. You know what I mean? Like, she was like, you need this, dummy. You have fucking scrub daddies and vegan dog food on your fucking registry. Maybe get a hint. Get some shit that you're going to use.
Vegan dog food on your registry.
Yeah, and no one's bought it for me yet. It's Chooch's wedding too.
Yeah,
it's Chooch's wedding too.
So, is Chooch like the flower?
She's Chooch the Chooch of honor, and I'm walking her down the aisle. That's amazing. So she's going down the aisle with me and my dad.
That's awesome. Who's holding Chooch during the ceremony?
I have it in the books that my mom is, but we'll see where she ends up.
Day of interpretation.
Right. I just am afraid she's going to try and get up on me and get dirt on my dress. I've literally had anxiety nightmares about that.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so your dress is pink.
Yes.
Can we talk about
Spoiler alert. I mean, I feel like at this point, everyone knows. Adam knows.
I was going to wear a dress.
The DVF. I saw it on your snaps.
I have another one. I'll show it to you before, but I was hesitant to wear it because it's pink and white patterned, and like
that's
I have it
me.
So ingrained in me that like you
no.
can't even wear
no.
white
no.
if it's part of
that's
a pattern.
Out the window because I'm not wearing white.
Okay.
You know?
So how did you find a pink wedding dress? Is it like a traditional wedding dress?
No. So guys, I bought a dress because I am so bad at high pressure sales. Like that's why like I can't buy anything for myself. I have to have somebody control the situation for me. When I bought my car, I literally walked in and he goes, "Well," and I go, "I'll take it." Like I didn't even let him finish talking. Like I'm just so bad. So I tried on this dress. I really wanted something recycled only because wedding dresses are such a fucking waste.
Yeah.
And so much money.
Yeah.
I went to this consignment shop in Dallas and I tried on this dress and it was nothing like what I wanted.
Yeah.
And the woman was like, you can't take pictures. And I had a flight to catch back to LA. And she's like, if you want it, you have to buy it because somebody's going to buy it and like stress me out. And I just said, okay, fine, I'll buy it. And I bought it knowing I would have to like DIY. I wanted to ombre it pink like Gwen Stefani's wedding dress because ever since Gwen Stefani got married, I said, girl, I'm doing that someday.
Yeah.
And I was going to rebead it and all this shit. And I had to get it altered first. And even after I got it altered, I didn't like the fit that much. So I just scrapped it. And it's still sitting in my closet. It was like $600 and it was such a waste of my money.
Jessica Biel also had a pink wedding dress.
Her dress was like pink as fuck. Because there's, who else? Kaylee Cuoco had a pink wedding dress. Divorced. But anyway, she's not invited.
That was
stinking
like
up my wedding.
That was a hot 6-month wedding.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. It's just like embarrassing. I've talked to people who got engaged and they said they knew it wasn't right.
Mm.
And they did it anyway. And I'm just like, I can't imagine. Because literally, Adam proposing to me was the best moment of my life. It was the most affirming moment I've ever had because of all the human beings on this planet. I'm going to cry. Of all the human beings on this planet. What are the odds that the one you want to be with wants to be with you too?
Oh,
it's so
Jackie.
Insane,
oh,
right? So
I
like,
love you.
When
yeah.
they want to, when that, it was the best moment. And that's why like all this drama with this wedding, it'll be worth it.
It will be worth
it. I'm telling myself that because right now we're at about $10,000 an hour.
Yeah.
That's how much it's costing. So hopefully it'll be worth it.
It will be worth it. And you know what? This is just like the wedding is just breaking the seal on like your entire future together.
Right. I mean, of all the crap that's been happening with like my parents fighting, I had friends say they're not my friends anymore because I didn't ask them to be bridesmaids. I've had cousins not speak to me because their kids couldn't come. Like all this crap. We haven't had a single fight. We have nothing. Oh, Adam's calling me. It's my Blink-182 ringtone. Anyway, we should probably get back to the pink wedding dress.
Yeah.
So basically, I just
think that's so beautiful. I'm so happy for you, Jack.
I found it. Thank you. I found it on a whim, actually. Window shopping in the Shokes, Sherman Oaks, my favorite LA suburb, home of Shia LaBeouf, home of the largest Ralphs in Southern California.
Yeah.
It's like my favorite place. And I just walked in, and it's not a bridal shop, it's like a dress shop. And that's my secret, guys. When you add the B word, the price goes up.
Yeah.
My dress is actually a prom dress, which
love you.
Goes with my whole teenage dream wedding theme.
Yes.
Jackie, you should do like a frugal wedding website or something.
Well, honey, mine ain't frugal.
Bonnie McKee, who wrote Teenage Dream, is singing Teenage Dream while you walk down the aisle.
Yes.
Come on. Can we get better than this? No, that's amazing.
And the other night, I got really high on accident. Like, I'm talking high to where I thought everybody was going to kill me. Like, somebody was going to break into my house and kill me. Like, really, really high. And I watched the OC pilot on Hulu, and I just started sobbing because I was, like, inspired by this teenage story of love. And I just, like, wrote these vows and this whole story. And I'm still not sure if it's going to go in my vows or if I'm going to have the officiant read it or something. But basically just, like, long story short, I was a really late bloomer, as we all know. I played The Sims while most girls were getting felt up. Like, I was, like, at home playing The Sims in high school. And I feel like I'm a late bloomer in life, and I've met my teenage, like, love. I just met him when I was 26 or whatever.
I love you so much.
I'm going to cry again. I don't know how I'm going to get down the aisle. I don't know how I'm going to get down the aisle.
It's okay. I don't think anyone would blame you. And I think also you're supposed to take a Xanax the day of your wedding.
I know, but I've never taken one before. And I was told don't do a dry run, like experiment with it first.
Oh, yeah. We got to do a dry run for sure.
I'm just so scared of pills.
Are you guys writing your own vows?
Oh, yeah.
You're going to be a mess.
Jackie's first round of vows were sim-based?
Yeah, I had phrases in Simlish. And then I was like, you know, it is a big part of my life, but it's not that big of a part of my life. Like, I doubt any other simmers are in my crowd. So maybe I should make a little more universal. So I went with the OC, which have seen.
I love you so much. Jackie, I don't think you need them, but did you bring three reasons why you're qualified to give advice on today's show?
I mean, I can't recycle my old ones, right? I still get snaps, direct snaps from some of your fans that are like, I got my life together. My bills are on auto pay. Because I said that. It's like, my life is together. Like, despite the fact that, like, I'm hemorrhaging money for this wedding. I got auto pay. Everything on auto pay, honey. They'll never be calling me going, where are your money? Where are your bills? All that comes out automatically.
Are you a Verizon customer?
I'm not. I'm a T-Mobile.
I say I'm Verizon, so they still send me texts when they say, like, your automatic payment has gone through. I get that too,
yeah.
But for some reason, because I have poor person anxiety, when I get the text, I, like, first shit a brick, and then I register that it's saying that my payment went through. But I first am like, oh, I owe $900 to Verizon again. My phone's going to get shut off, and I'm going to have no way to contact my parents.
I'm a Bank of America customer.
Me too.
Okay, so do you get the daily email telling you your balance?
Yeah.
That changed everything for me because I used to overdraft all the time when I had no money. Ever since I turned that on, I've never overdrafted because you just always know. You can see the balance and you're like, okay, great, this check hasn't gone through yet, or this and this. And it's like, that's really changed the game for
me. What also really helps is the you have $25 left email.
Right.
I love that you have $25 left email.
I mean, I luckily haven't gotten that email in a long time.
Well, I praise do like God. A trickle-down system. I have to give myself a series of allowances. So I have the big allowance.
Yeah.
And then within the big allowance, I have a mini allowance. And I usually go over my mini allowance and dip into the big allowance. I get my allowance every Thursday. This is by my design. I get my allowance every Thursday. And I usually have to dip into my big allowance on Monday. So I blow all my money over the weekend.
Yeah. Which is something I do too. I just like, I'm like, yes, money, food, party. Like, yeah.
It's so bad, but it's like, it used to be like, I would get my unemployment check and be like, I can go shopping. Thank God. Right. Like a totally inappropriate reaction to getting an unemployment check. But yeah, so then I have to a savings account at Bank of America that I pretend to save in, that I really just transfer cash out of. And then I have my accountants at City National Bank, and they hold my that's the money that pays my bills.
Right.
And then I have my retirement fund that I'm not allowed to touch or even check on.
My God, you're so – I don't have any of that shit.
But it's really not, and it's just a series of traps.
Right.
What are your other two reasons?
I mean, I'm in love and like really open right now.
Mm-hmm.
So like I come from a tender place.
Okay.
So like that's really helpful. And I'm really mature in terms of like I'm about to be a married woman.
Yeah.
You know, so like maturity.
Yeah.
I feel like my maturity is really helpful. I can offer wisdom to any young hearts out there because, like, listen, I've been through it, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, this guy I dated in high school, dated being the operative, like, maybe, I don't know. He pretty much dumped me because he wanted to have sex and I wasn't ready.
Yeah.
And then he started dating this sophomore who, like, everyone knew, like, slept with anyone kind of thing.
Town bicycle.
And I know, but I hate that because I hate like shaming her for her sexuality. Like, especially looking as a 15-year-old in retrospect,
girl.
Right? In retrospect, like that. I would totally call her SLUT and like, you know, but now I would never do that. Like, listen, she was living her life, I was living my life. But basically, he started seeing her, and everyone was like, oh, she's just giving it up to him and he's about to graduate. And like, that's why he's going to her. It's like an easy thing. They're married, they've been married and have been together this whole time.
Right.
But like, that crushed me.
Of course.
The fact that he like treated me, I like feeling ashamed of your morals.
Right.
Like you're not good enough. It was just shitty. Like, I feel like all those teenage wounds affect all of your relationships forever.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I can help.
I'm so glad. And wait, you said one thing at your bridal shower that I was like, wait, what? I was like, what's your one piece of advice for brides out there? You were like, don't listen to anyone's advice. And I was like, except for please advise, right? But oh, I want to know why you said that, because I think that this is one area in life where you really don't need other people's advice.
Well, I think trust your vision. If you don't have a vision and you're open to ideas and stuff, then good, listen to people. But just decide like one or two people.
Yeah.
Because basically, like, I would get an email like, oh my God, you should use this makeup artist, she's awesome. And then I would go to her Instagram, I'd snap a few pics, and I'd send them to my bridesmaids, and I'd go, do you guys want to get this makeup artist? And this one would go, I don't like the way she does her eyeliner, I don't like her foundation, this is it. There's like, every time I tried and decide something, everyone would give me their opinion, and I would send them a dress option, and two would like it and two wouldn't. Or this person liked this and this. And I'm just like, I can never make a decision if I keep listening to all these people. I have to do what I want to do.
Are your bridesmaids all wearing the same dress?
No, everyone's in a different dress, a different texture, a different color.
That's great.
We're going for a kooky look.
I like that.
I hate cookie cutter bridesmaids.
I do too.
Like, and all have the same updo. Well,
yeah,
you know?
No one hates it more than them.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Yeah, I let them decide.
Okay, so we're going to take our phone calls. Jack, you ready?
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
I know we got a couple that are especially for you, so.
Oh no, I'm intrigued.
Hey, Malls, Christina. My name's Martha, and I'm calling because I needed some help with an issue I'm having. I'm getting married in September. It's going to be an outdoor wedding, and I'm having trouble finding some wedding shoes. The problem is that they need to be flats because my fiance is short, and I'm not really finding anything that is wedding-like. My dress isn't like a ball gown, but it's not like a flowy type that I can just wear like some simple sandals with. They need to be like nice sandals or like nice flats. So yeah, that's it. If you can help me with maybe like a brand, I know that you like to wear lots of flat smalls, so maybe you can help out with this. Anyway, so thanks for that. Really enjoyed the pod and love listening to you guys. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Okay, well, this is perfect for Jackie.
I mean, Malls, that was such a serendipitous call for me.
Is Adam short?
He's 6 feet. I'm 5'10".
So you're really tall. So yeah. Are you wearing heels?
No, girl. I'm wearing flats. I was in the same boat.
Also, just like, I would wear flats at my wedding because you have to be on your feet all fucking day in a big ass dress.
And absolutely. Like, absolutely. Flats are like barefoot. Basically.
I cannot imagine walking down the aisle in Louboutins.
I have a friend who wore Louboutins, and half of her wedding pictures, she looks miserable. And people were like, oh, you're giving such sassy attitude. She goes, no, my feet fucking hurt.
Yeah.
She was like, I wore giant heels.
No, you have enough emotionally and physically going right. on that day that you do not need to deal.
I always pack a little Isotona moment. Like Isotona slippers for whenever I go to a wedding ever since I was a child.
That's really
because
smart.
My mother would do that for me.
Okay.
Just because she knew that my feet would hurt. I don't wear heels ever. I don't wear anything but sneakers and flats.
And I personally think it's very basic bitch to kick off your shoes and be barefoot. It's like we're human beings. Not many things separate us from animals. One of them is that we wear shoes.
Yeah.
Keep your fucking shoes on.
Another thing you said that I love that separates us from animals is that we put our carts back at the grocery store.
We sure do.
Yeah. That fucking drives me nuts.
I hate it.
Don't do that.
I hate it.
People, it's just like you're
just
so lazy.
Let us down. People let us down.
Or when they leave it in a parking spot.
Oh, they will get their karma in hell. Their hell will be no spots. Them just looking for spots for hours and hours on end.
Or they just leave it just if they had gone 5 feet further, it would have been in the little shopping cart.
I shame people. I shame people.
Yeah, me too.
And I'm very non-confrontational. And I was like, that's not where that goes. And this woman at the Costco parking lot was like, I just was gone. And I'm like, that's not where that goes. That goes over there. I made her feel bad.
You know where that goes.
Yes, we're all adults.
I want to be really clear with you girls. So you go, I'm on therealreal.com right now, and I'm about to buy these up from under you. So sorry. But there's a Miu Miu embellished sling black flat. Miu Miu makes really well made embellished. They're an off brand of Prada. Really well embellished flats and shoes that look fancy and are fancy. These are satin. They're white. These are $175. They are gently worn, but they're, an Italian 38, regular 8, $175.
I'm an 8 too, girl.
I know. Should I say these for you?
No. So I got my wedding shoes on ModCloth, and the reason I got them on ModCloth is because I'm vegan and my whole wedding is vegan, and it was so hard to find shoes that are not made of leather. It's so difficult. So I just searched vegan shoes, and ModCloth popped up. They have a ton of them. My flats are so cute.
Wait, Jackie, you're 5'10 and you're a size 8 in shoes?
I know. It's very weird.
I'm 2 inches shorter than you and I'm
a 10 and a half. Yeah, I have tiny feet for my height, which is why I fall a lot. But yeah, mine are from ModCloth and they have them in white right now. They're white. And they have a little acrylic heart on the front.
Perfect.
And I don't, just based on her description, they would be super cute. But mine are pink, pale pink with a little pink heart.
Uh-huh.
But they have them in white and they're on sale. There's a ModCloth sale. I don't know when this podcast is going to come out, but get on ModCloth, girl. They got flats for days.
Yeah, ModCloth is great. In terms of just flats that you can always wear, I think Sam Edelman makes a
really
good
flat. I was
going to
say Sam Edelman. They're so comfortable, but they're all leather. So.
Yeah, they are leather. I have baby pink suede ones I actually bought with Jackie's wedding in mind. Everything I've bought that's pink in the last 6 months has been maybe this is for Jackie's wedding. And I now am a pink person, which I've never been. Repetto flats are just notoriously really good flats. I always think Cole Haan won't have wedding-y ones, but it depends what your overall vibe is. A lot of times metallics are really easy to find this time of year. Maybe just be open to a different type of flat instead of my mind goes to ballet flats, but maybe you want a lace-up sandal. I feel if you go to any Nordstrom or Neiman Marcus and tell them what you need, they will help you find it. And if they don't have it at the actual store, if it's a shoe salesman who's well acquainted enough with the line, which they should be, just look till you get that person. They'll be able to tell you other things they have in the line that aren't in store right now. Valentino makes, if you want kind of a rockery look, Valentino makes great flats that have a lot of studs on them, and they come in a lot of metallics. And you can't go wrong with metallics even through September. And I would say that your wedding shoe is a shoe that you will have for a really long time. It will mean a lot. I do believe in buying a wedding dress you can rewear. I do believe in buying a wedding shoe you can rewear. But I also think that you want to look really great on your wedding day and not feel like you skimped in inappropriate
for
areas.
Sure.
One of those areas being your feet.
Right.
In life, just don't buy cheap shoes.
Yeah, I've learned that lesson the hard way. They just don't last.
They don't last and they fuck your body up.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I was going to say Tom's also has a wedding collection.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good to know.
You might want to look
into that. Have a vegan tab.
They do.
They
do. And they have vegan shoes in their wedding collection.
Yeah.
That's good to know.
Yeah, so it's affordable and it does something good because I'm sure kids get shoes for that too.
Yeah, that's great. Well, I think that, yeah, we've provided you with some options. I really, you know, I respect that your struggle is real. I think that the online thing is a good way to go. Definitely maybe eBay. I've gotten like Manolos that were unworn on eBay for like $200.
Tradesy's
great. Yeah. Depop is another place I've seen a lot of people I know posting their stuff. But and I found a woman, and once you find this person, you never let them go. I found a woman with a shopping problem in Beverly Hills who has an eBay store, and she is my exact size. And like she, I bought a pair of $3,000 boots from her for $300. They were stolen out of my car in Palm Springs this year after 2 years of being together, and that really broke me. But
that's the kind of person who probably leaves their shopping cart in the middle of fucking parking lot.
I know.
I'm what like, an asshole.
Oh, I hope you're fucking happy. I was like, I swear to God, if this person isn't a size 8 and they aren't rocking right. the fuck out they of these boots,
they probably toss them in the garbage when they were done.
They're like, ew, shoes. Like, and I'm like, no, it was two brand new pairs of cowboy boots that I had just gotten in Texas. My $3,000 boots that I will never be able to get them again. And
I hope they put them on and like walk and fall.
I don't
want them to like get like really hurt, but like scuff up their face or something.
Yeah, I hope something really. I hope that they. Whenever I have like an enemy, I'm like, I just hope they forget to put on SPF in their 20s.
I always wish people. I don't because you know like my old best friend that you used to know. I like don't wish her bad. I just am like, I wish she'd like gain 50 pounds and no matter what she did, she can't get it off.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you think that would be really mean? Or like, I just wish she'd get like cystic acne that won't go away.
Ooh, shit. That would be really, yeah. I was watching Dr. Pimple Popper last night.
I love Dr. Pimple Popper. It's okay. So soothing to me.
So I realized something.
I like blackhead extractions. Yeah. That's like my specific.
Something about our generation that has never been... I guess vocalized in a way that I've seen in other generations is the concept of satisfaction and like the satisfying feeling you get when you see it's such a specific type A like delicious need that gets filled when you see like a really disgusting zit get popped.
I love it. I could watch it on loop.
But if you like go and you search for satisfy or satisfaction, thank you, on Instagram. Like, you will find girls that have 300 colored pencils lined up in exact color formation. Like, or girls that have, like, all of their nail polish. Like, just any sort of, like, satisfying visual thing is so big right now. Pimple popping being one of them. And I think that we're finally starting to pay attention.
I want to go to her. She's in Upland.
Is she?
And I'm like, I want to make an appointment with her just to meet her and go to her.
Because I saw last night, like, a couple people getting their pimples popped. And I'm like, that doesn't look... Dr. Pimple Popper level. Right. Like, how did they get in there?
I don't have anything that gross. Yeah. I saw this on an ear.
No.
She pulled out, like, it looked like a little black bean.
Oh!
But it came out of somebody's side of their ear, a full black bean. And I was just like, how was that in there?
Whenever I get a facial, I'm like, can you please look at my ears and tell me if I have anything? Like, I make them study my ears.
Oh, yeah. Because it can, you get a lot of blackheads in there just because it's like a naturally sweaty, oily, and small.
Right.
Like, if you're not diligent about cleaning your ears, you probably got some fucked up ears.
I clean my ears all the time. Once she found a blackhead and I cried. I was like, that was my biggest fear that I had a blackhead in my ear no one knew about.
I have to rinse mine with like, antimicrobial soap because I have 4 piercings on each side.
Yeah.
And that shit stinks.
Yeah.
Piercings will stink if you don't want. It's disgusting.
It's weird. Why do earrings smell so weird?
It's like your skin cells get stuck in there and kind of swish around. Because the first time I was like twirling my earring and I caught a whiff.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, that's fucking nasty. And I looked
cheese
it up.
Or something.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with like why your belly button kind of smells if you're not washing it out on a regular basis.
Oh, I'm
get
in,
that antimicrobial soap. I got it on eBay.
It's
like medical soap.
Folds in a small contained location.
That's
why it's bacteria.
Stink.
Don't say folds.
Folds.
Sweaty folds.
We all have folds.
Sweaty folds. I want sweaty folds. Oh my God. Gross. Next
People
call.
Are so nasty.
Hi, Moles. So I have a dilemma. A year ago, I asked my internet friend to make me something. She has like this little side business, making like carpentry stuff. So I bought something, sent her the money, no deal. And then like a few months go by, and she's like, "Hey, yes, I'm really busy. I'll get back to you." Like, don't worry, it'll come. And so that went on for about 6 months. And we just stopped talking about it. Like, you know, she had, like, all sorts of drama and stuff. And then, so, it's a year later, I want my shit. And I brought it up to her a week ago. And, like, we always, not always talk, like, we talk. We're casual internet friends, friends on, like, all the social media. We like each other's stuff. We comment to each other. We'll have, like, private conversations. Because, you know, we've been internet friends for about 5 years now. And anyways, like, I texted her a week ago. I'm like, hey, you know, like, can I get my, like, you good on my shit? Like, it's almost here. How's that going? She hasn't responded to me. And I know she's been online. Like, she's posting things. She's even liking my stuff. So, like, it's weird that she's, like, you know, totally dodging me like that. So, how do I, like, bring it back up? I'm not a very confrontational person. So, how do I just, like, you know, bring it up? Like, bitch, I paid you. Like, I know you've made it. Like, you sent me progress pictures. You just need to send the damn thing. Like, how do I do that? You know, just, yes, please advise. Thank you. Goodbye.
Okay, well, it depends on how you bought it from her. There's a couple ways you can handle this. You can, if you bought it through Etsy, you can text her and just say, hey, I'm still waiting for this thing. If I don't get it from you, if I don't get a shipment notification in the next week, I'm going to have to report you to Etsy. And
same with PayPal.
Same with PayPal.
PayPal, you can report and get your money back.
So if you just say, like, hey, like, this sale never went through. I never got the goods or merchandise for this. Is that going to suck for her? Like, yes, but you shouldn't be worried about her feelings at this point.
Right.
Like, you should be worried about what it was that transgressed. It sounds like I have had a lot of quote-unquote friends through the internet myself over the years where it's like we don't see each other in real life, but we talk all the time and we feel like we're friends. But, you know, it sounds like at the end of the day, she doesn't have any real friendship loyalty to you because she wouldn't have fucked with your money and left you hanging. You know, there's also a really good chance that there's something greater going on, like a mental health issue or something like that, that she can't explain to you because she's maybe not even aware of it. There could be something like that going on with her. But simple terms, like, I would forget about this girl as a friend and forget about ever receiving this woodwork. And if you want to get your money back or make a statement of some kind, you can report her to Etsy or PayPal or even call your bank and say that I was fraudulently charged for something that never came.
I'm surprised that she let it go on for over a year.
I get this.
Sounds like a pushover.
I get this 100%. This exact thing has happened to me.
Okay.
Because I'm the same way. I'm very non-confrontational. One time I paid somebody up front for a service and then he fucking iced me. And it was so annoying. I got his number from people. Like, I did some detective work, which I kind of recommend doing as
well.
What
was this for? Like a graphic design thing?
It was like, I don't even kind of want to say. Basically, yeah. I hired someone to do a service for me. I paid them up front because they were a friend, quote unquote. And then they ended up just completely dropping the ball, lying to me, hiding from me. I got so confrontational. I was about to drive to their house and they live like an hour away. But I was like, if I have to show up like Neve and fucking Max style, I will. But I didn't, which is, again, I don't know how far this person lives from you, but like I try and get people that know them and go behind their back and go, hey, do you know this person? Like, what's going on with them? They won't answer me about this if you need to do that.
Exactly. Feel that out.
Because I guarantee you something's going on with her financially and she's embarrassed and she's hiding it or whatever. I guarantee you that's what it is. That's why there is no shame in trying to get your money back through PayPal, Etsy, Bank of America, whatever your bank is. You can try and get that money back.
I remember back in the day on the internet, someone who read my blog saw a jacket I had bought at the Goodwill and they emailed me and were like, I love that jacket. I want it for my daughter. If you're willing to sell it, I can PayPal you $40. And I was like, okay, cool. So I did it. And then like at the time I didn't have a car. I was working from home, like during post office. To go to the post office, I would have had to take a bus. And I was working 9 to 5. So I was working during post office hours. And it took like a month and a half for me to even get like the package going. And at that point, like I started to get all these insane messages from her being like, you stole my money, like, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, lady, like, I wasn't even selling this jacket. You just PayPal'd me $40 and said, like, I'd like that for my daughter. Like, we never agreed about when I was going to ship this. I'm never, like, I haven't had the opportunity to go, like, take your $40 back. Like, I wasn't really in a position to do this in the first place. And so, and it doesn't sound like that's what your friend's situation is. It sounds like she's some sort of woodworker that's validly making stuff. But sometimes, like, human conversation, it's ignoring a lot of other elements in the situation. And if I could have gone back and done that differently, I would have said, like, hey, I'm not planning on this jacket. Why don't you pay me when I get it in the mail? It could take me a couple months.
But then what if that bitch never sent you the money?
Right.
When you trust people on the internet,
right,
this is the shit that goes down. This happened to me exactly. There was this Instagram account called Boo Boo's Boutique, and it was this tiny little chihuahua named Boo Boo, and it started following my dog and, like, would message me like, oh my God, your chooch looks just like my dog. And then she had all these dog outfits that she was making. And I was like, I want to order a Boo Boo outfit for Chooch.
Yeah.
So I did. That bitch never sent it. Never, like, I sent her PayPal money and then was like, hey, my outfit never came. It's coming. I'm sorry. I got behind. Like, all these excuses. Finally, I just called PayPal and got my money back.
Yeah.
And I was going to, like, publicly shame her on Facebook and Instagram and be like, don't order from this con artist.
Yeah.
Because imagine how many other people she ripped off posting all these pictures of Boo Boo in her overalls and shit.
How many followers does she have? Tons?
No, it was still a pretty up and coming business. I got it on the ground floor.
That's
of Boo Boo's
big of you
boutique.
To not tear down an upcoming business.
Right,
woman.
But you know what, Boo Boo? Fuck you, because you don't play me like a fool. I'm a grown ass woman.
No, exactly.
And I got that money back from PayPal. It's really easy.
Boo Boo fucked with the wrong bitch.
Hell yeah! Don't fuck with Jackie Johnson and Chooch.
Man, Christina and I were like kind of dying about how frugal you are the other day. We were like loving that you always are like so put together and have your thing going. And I'm like, Jackie, I love your outfit. You're like, thanks. It costs $2. I'm like, how do you always have the best outfits?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not at a place in my life where I can justify, like, extravagant purchases for clothes and money, you know, stuff like that. Yeah, like the whole Kylie lip kit thing.
Yeah.
You know, this Refinery29 article was like, don't buy Kylie's $40 lip kits. Instead, buy these other flavors or whatever. And
but
so
I
tried a bunch of them.
You always carry them off with confidence, too. So,
well, yeah.
like anything can
That's
look
what
great
style
as
is.
Long as you have
style isn't expensive clothes. It's just feeling good in what you have on and feeling confident in what you have on.
Yeah.
Confidence is never goes out of style, honey.
No, it doesn't.
Yes.
But the other thing, too, is that another person doesn't have confidence to know they look fucking sick in a dress
right.
they got for $3. Like, you know you look good.
Right.
And you're like, hey, bonus surprise. This costs $3.
Exactly.
Nobody knows how much your stuff costs.
People
like
can guesstimate.
You know
what I mean?
Well,
like,
if you're wearing like a dress that you can clearly tell it's like some brand, you can Google it and see how much they paid for it, you know? But I don't really have not very many high-end designer clothes. I don't.
No, but it doesn't matter. You look fucking awesome every time.
And I'm getting married in a prom dress.
No.
So.
I had so many designer clothes. I talked about this the other day. My friend Courtney, who I bought my house from when she was a model, before she won The Bachelor, she said, like, you know, she wasn't used to making money. And, like, her entire career existed in Louis Vuitton Speedy bags in her closet. And, like, that was very similar to what I went through on Two Broke Girls, where it's, like, I just had, like, the bomb designer clothes. I had every designer sunglass or bag you could ever want.
And don't get it twisted. If I ever hit the jackpot, all that money's going to clothes, honey. So don't get it twisted.
But then when I did hit, like, a metaphorical jackpot when Hello Giggles randomly sold, like, I stripped my closet of anything patterned, anything crazy, like, unless it was a cotton t-shirt, like, everything I own is black cotton or, like, business wear. And keep it so straightforward now.
I did that too.
Feel like,
a uniform wardrobe.
Yeah.
I wear like V-neck plain tissue tees from J. Crew and like black J brand jeans every day now. That's like my thing.
It's good to have a uniform, and I want to get better about that. I want to go even more hardcore on it because it's just
like Steve Jobs level where you're just wearing
like
a black
I can never do that.
And some dad jeans.
I mean, I would love a Steve Jobs. I would love to do that, but I bet like there's parts of my personality that just need to speak out in different ways, in some ways of its clothing. But like, I would like it if I could get my wardrobe down to like 10 t-shirts, 4 pairs of pants.
Yeah, but you have to keep some of those
dresses.
Like classic malls, cool vintage dresses and cool stuff. I mean, you got the bod for it.
My mom has me doing that. My mom has me like not throwing away my favorite vintage dresses because she was like, There's that blue and white one I wore in like every picture for years. My mom's like, you're not
allowed to
throw
that on
away.
When I met you.
I did.
Yep.
Yeah. And I'm not allowed to throw that away.
When you walked in, I go, oh my God, I love her dress.
Yeah, girl. I mean,
kind of sailor chic.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know exactly what you're referring
that
to.
That was my.
You had that on when I met you.
That was my dress.
In like 2008,
yeah,
seven?
It was 2008, 2007 yeah. or 8. I mean, that was crazy. Yeah, actually it was because I remember you guys moved here and were in comedy and you had met while Eric and I were broken up for 6 months.
Yeah.
And then Eric and Billy hooked
up. Did they?
They like made out.
You're going to have
to bleep. They never had sex.
You're going to have to bleep out her name.
Okay. But yeah.
Because I said I want her to get cystic acne for life.
So someone you want to get cystic acne for life and my ex hooked up.
I really don't. I'm just saying if I was going to be vindictive, like that's what I would curse somebody with.
Yeah.
I would be like, I wish you would gain 50 pounds you can't lose. No matter what you do. Like imagine trying to do everything. Every diet, working out, doing everything and it won't go away.
Yeah.
Like what satisfaction to have that.
And it's poorly placed at that.
Right.
It should
oh,
be poorly
yeah, of
placed.
Course.
But you can't have gigantic
saddlebags.
Tits.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, Molly. My name is Hannah, and I'm from Charlotte. And I've listened to Please Advise a few times, which got me to following you on your Snapchat, and I love it and love you. So what I've been noticing on your Snapchat sometimes is you are wearing sunscreen that you always say needs to set in. And I have that same problem. I'm obsessed with wearing zinc sunscreen on my face. And I've bought all different kinds and spent a fortune. So can you please expand upon what kinds you wear and if it really does, in fact, ever really settle in? Because I cannot find any good brands. I did find one good brand called Neocutis, and my boyfriend got mad at me when I bought it because apparently it contains the skin cells of aborted baby fetuses, which that doesn't really bother me because it blended in pretty good. But I am looking for a nice alternative. So if you could tell me about that, I would appreciate it. Also, I just want to tell you, I listened to your episode with you and your friend about Southern Charm. I'm also obsessed with Southern Charm, and I have a theory that I think Landon has been overplaying this relationship thing with Shep to cover up the Thomas thing. That's what I think. I mean, I guess we'll see on this reunion what the big deal's going to be, but that's just kind of my little theory. And I have another theory that Cameron, she's so little and pretty, and I've loved her up till this season, but I think there's no way she can eat like that and be that little. I think there's something more to her that we just don't know about. Anyway, I like listening to your stuff and following your snaps. Have a good day.
Hey, okay, so I just want to say off the top, it's almost impossible that there's aborted baby fetuses in your SPF. And that sounds like...
It's not. I have an eye cream that has their baby dicks that they cut
foreskin,
off.
Foreskin, but foreskins. That's not... But they don't sell aborted fetuses to a lotion company.
Well, she said skin cells, not
it's
like...
human growth hormone, right?
She said skin cells of aborted fetuses.
Okay, but I believe they sell or donate skin cells to research. They do not sell it. This is why Planned Parenthoods get shot up, because people have bad information about this. Planned Parenthood, most abortion clinics, they cannot sell body parts for money.
They would never profit off of it.
Donate them. They can break even by selling them for research. They do not profit off of selling aborted fetuses to lotion companies, and like, I'm really glad that you said that, because it upsets me to think that anyone who's listening to this could even think that. Like, we're not propagating that here on Please Advise. No one fucking puts aborted fetuses from Planned Parenthood in lotion. Like, that is just wrong. That's wrong.
But what about baby dick foreskins?
Oh yeah, the foreskins for sure, but that's a completely different process. It's a very normalized
I have an eye cream that's amazing. Yeah. It has baby dick foreskins in it.
You showed it to me, and foreskin has been used for a long time in makeup, but it's I really want to be clear on this. Like, if there are aborted fetuses that are being used in lotion, they are not generating from America. This is not abortion culture in America. This is not how it works. Like, I just, it really upsets me to think that, especially knowing that you're in the South, it really upsets me to think that people there would even think that there's aborted babies going into lotion. That really, really, really bothers me. So, no.
So let's shut down that, right now.
I'm so upset about it. I don't know if I can move on from it. The sunscreen I use every day, I bought in a gallon size because it's, I need it. It's by a company called SPF RX, your prescription for sunscreen naturally. Broad spectrum protection, mineral sunscreen. It has zinc oxide and titanium dioxide, SPF 50. I also use Neutrogena Liquid Sheer Liquid Sunscreen, broad spectrum, SPF 70. It has Helioplex in it. To answer your question, yes, it does eventually sink in. I think if you're using pure zinc, it's just notoriously more white, but it does sink in after a while. I don't give a fuck is ultimately my attitude. Like, in the past when I've snapped about wearing my sunscreen, it's either been around my house or like maybe Home Depot at worst. So I guess I don't really care about looking good at Home Depot.
So are you not supposed to like rub it until it fades away?
It is, but you're just supposed to use so much. Like, a pea size, a quarter size, that's not enough. You need a full-blown tablespoon of SPF on your face every day.
And don't forget your neck, décolleté, and back of your hands, honey.
Yeah.
Don't forget the neck, honey.
Your hands for sure, because you can have a bunch of face work done, but your hands will give away your age.
Remember Demi Moore's hands?
Yep.
I'm about to put them that on
famous,
right now.
That famous photography picture.
But yeah, it is very important. Get the back of your ears too, you guys. Yeah, I just think it's the most important thing, especially living in Southern California. I think that the shit that you expose yourself, even when you're just walking in the mailbox, is really like, sometimes I go out for my coffee run and I think like, oh, NVD, I'm going on my coffee run. And then I get home and I can see my freckles have darkened. And that's not just like a psychosis thing. Like, I can actually see that my freckles have darkened in the 5 minutes that I was out of the house with that sunscreen.
I really want to start wearing like Asian lady driving gloves.
Yeah.
Because like I can feel the age in my arms. Like, I feel them aging in the sun.
Because we're just right there on the wheel all the time.
I want to get like satin prom gloves. And wear them when I drive.
I'm still 2 days away from like not being 20 in my 20s anymore. But I will say, like, don't think that because you're in your 20s, you don't have to worry about that. You
start
should be starting
now,
it right
start
now.
I wish I would have started early.
Start now.
In 50 at least, every day on your face.
My
every
mom
day.
Started telling me this shit at 16. I wouldn't say I started really listening until I was about 27. I mean, the SPF I got better about, but let's face it, we want to be tan when we're young.
I used to fry myself in the tanning bed every day in high school.
Completely.
Yeah.
And now that I look back on it, I can't even think about entering a tanning booth like that. And I mean,
oh God, no. I mean, I'm like a geisha at this point. The sun doesn't touch me.
Yeah.
My skin is white.
So what do you use?
I'm not too happy with my current one. I was using Obagi, which my girls at Laser Away, what's up, Laser Away, convinced me to buy because it's like SPF 55. But then there's that whole plus thing.
Right.
You know? And so I have one right now that I'm not too happy with, but I do love my Kiehl's BB cream SPF 50 every day. It's my favorite BB cream of all of them.
It's a tinted moisturizer.
Yeah, but it's fantastic.
Should I go get that today?
I love it so much.
Okay.
I've tried 100 BB creams.
Will they color match you there? Like, do they do a good job of
that? I mean, they have a light, a medium, and a dark. Okay. But it kind of finds you, you know, it kind of, I love it. I love the light formula. But yeah, I'm still, there's this one that I have screen capped from a Korean girl YouTube video, and I'm buying that as soon as I run out of mine because I want one with two pluses after it.
Uh-huh.
This one, yours doesn't have any pluses.
It has no pluses. And I mean, this is like a full body just situation.
Right.
Like, I just put this on everywhere before I
leave.
That's
smart. I should get one of those.
And yeah, I mean, I figure a gallon of it just for the summer. It's like, I push this on my friends before we leave the house for an outing. I'm like, does everyone have their sunscreen? This is also really good to be able to transfer into travel sizes. I'm trying to get really good at decanting decanting, but I don't have the filter for it. I like read that part of the book. I didn't read the book, but I read the part of the book that talked all about decanting and the importance of getting labels out of your life.
Ooh, I don't know about
that. That organization book that everyone read. And
oh, like, the one where you like throw out everything that doesn't bring you joy.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I haven't done that yet.
I'm
the art of tidying up or something.
Scared of it.
And one of the many things they said in there, which is like, I can say, well, as soon as I read it, I felt relief because I realized as soon as I read it, oh, I've been doing this my whole life. Like, looking at this label right now is taking up mental space for me. And like, when I live in a world, like when I first moved out here and there wasn't any stuff here, I was so at peace. Because I was just in empty nature, and it was so beautiful.
I have so many labels. Really, really great. I have so many labels.
So I want to start decanting into little containers so that I have a bit more of a neat situation around. But it's daunting. My friend Meredith is like the most organized person I know. Like it's on crack. She was like, decanting's really hard. I tried. So I have to get a funnel system in place or something. I also want to say on the fancy end, because it sounds like if you're not allowed to, you're not afraid to throw down a little bit of money on this. Shiseido makes an SPF 50 sunscreen that they sell at Sephora, and it's purse-sized. And as soon as I bought it,
Shiseido has a store in Koreatown.
Amazing,
I
right?
Go. I've never been in
there. I'll go with you. I used to go there back in the day when I lived there.
Because I want a crazy Korean lady SPF 50++.
Yeah.
That doesn't, because I can't have this Neutrogena. This Helioplex makes my face get little white bumps. So many sunscreens are bad for my face. Like, they give me bad bumps.
For me, I use Origins.
Oh.
Dr. Weil version. It's called Mega Bright SPF 30.
See, you got to have 50 every day, though, I heard.
Yeah.
See, this is 50 plus.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, we got to get those pluses on
so
that face.
So you got to do that. I'll go with you and get some plus. And I also want to check out this Kiehl's situation.
I love it so much.
Because I need a BB cream I was tinted moisturizer girl forever. And then I was listening to that crack horse Stassi Schroeder. My best friend's Stassi. I was listening to her podcast and she said the best foundation ever is the Makeup Forever HD foundation. And so I went out and I bought it. And once you go HD, you can't go back. Like, I can't go back. Like, anytime I look.
And it's like $78 a bottle.
It's like $78 a bottle. But also, like, you will never find freedom or clearness in your skin the way you do when you do that HD
and
shit.
And I'm in between 117 and 118. So I have to buy two bottles in mix.
That is the one where, like, if you don't put it in right, it photographs weird. It makes you kind of look like you have a ghost face.
No.
I think that's just the bad, you just need to get color matched better. Yeah. Like I said, 117 is a little too light for me. 118 is a little too dark for me.
Because there are pictures of celebrities that like it basically looks like they've done cocaine. Yeah. Because like it wasn't like
that's the light reflecting. That's setting powder too. Yeah. Like HD setting powder is one of like, where are we on setting powder versus spray? I think that
I just got my first setting spray.
And what do you think of the spray?
I actually haven't used it yet. I've been watching a lot of Jeffree Star YouTube tutorials. Okay. And I'm like all about that now. And so I bought the Urban Decay one. So I haven't even tried it yet. That's how not cool I am.
Jeffree Star hated his Kylie lip kit.
Yeah, well, why? Of course he would. He has his own lipsticks.
Well, no, his brush came and it looked like buck wild. Like, it looked like it was, I know.
Well, she the first round, she redid the brushes. They were too big.
The horror stories that I've read about this cut, like, one girl got her lip kit in the mail and it was empty except for the foam. It didn't even have the little card in it.
Oh, my God. I loved mine.
There's also been reports of, like, UPS drivers or, like, USPS drivers, like, going into the lip kits, trying them, and then putting them back.
Whoa.
I know.
People are monsters. It comes back to the leaving the cart.
What separates us between animals not dipping into each other's fucking Kylie lip kits on the clock? USPS.
You have one job.
You have one job.
That happened to me once when I ordered my Sidekick 2. This ages me. My Sidekick 2, I waited for the UPS
you were saying
driver.
My Sidekick 2, like my Sidekick
as
well. Oh,
my Sidekick. My T-Mobile Sidekick. It was either the 2 or the 3. I loved it. And I waited for the UPS driver. And when I got it, I opened the box and it had been sliced open and no Sidekick was inside. And
fuck that.
T-Mobile believed me, but like it was a whole thing.
Yeah.
And they ended up finding whoever stole it from the code on the barcode because they could, when you steal a phone, you get found now.
Especially back then, that was like devastating.
Oh, I was so mad because I was like bragging about my new Sidekick was coming in the mail. Yeah.
And then also it's like getting a new cell phone back then was so It was such a big deal because cell phones were rarefied to begin with.
This was before iPhones existed, believe it or not.
Oh, yeah. No. I mean, we all lived in L.A. Yeah. Today is my 10-year L.A. anniversary.
Woo! Happy Annie. Crazy? Mine was in May.
Oh, it's also my 10-year.
Lindsay Lohan's 30th birthday.
Happy 30th birthday. Did
her billionaire fiancé throw her that party in Mykonos? Apparently, he rented the whole island.
Oh, my God. That is heaven.
Yeah, I'm always on Team Lohan. I feel like our generation should be.
Yeah, I know. There's something like seriously destroyed within you if you don't have secret faith that Lindsay. But
I want her to be the star of the movie I wrote to be her big comeback.
I would love that for you.
It's about being a dog walker and dating celebrities that you walk their dogs.
When we had Lindsay on Two Broke Girls.
I think she's going to have like a Drew Barrymore moment, like where she comes back and like becomes a director.
But, I think she needs to have a kid first.
But like when?
She needs to have a kid first. There needs to be a life-changing moment that Lindsay hasn't had yet. Now, when she came on Two Broke Girls, it was interesting because it was reported that she was really bad. Like, she was bad on set. She didn't know her lines. She didn't blah, blah, blah. The reality of it is that Lindsay knew all of her lines. It was no different than any other multicam taping where people kind of flub up in the middle or we run in a new joke and they don't have it right away the first take. She was so much better than most of our guest stars. One thing is that, like, yeah, like, she exactly as planned, like, the first day – I mean, we were like, I know my boss was very, very clear with her people. Like, if Lindsay doesn't hit every mark, like, she's out. Like, we're not doing favors for her because she's Lindsay Lohan. Like, if the behavior that we've been told exists about her starts to appear, she's out.
Right.
But sure enough, her plane was delayed in New York. She wasn't going to make it to the table read. So in order to make it, she wanted to make it so bad, she chartered a private jet and got flown out. She showed up about 3 hours after the table read. I mean, she really did everything she could to be there on time. She was jet lagged. She was tired. Like, maybe one day was a little bit late to rehearsal, but she was by far had the most fame out of anyone we'd ever had on the show at that point, had the most toxic history, had the most things working against her. And also, you know, she's just not surrounded by good people. Like, I think she's doing a little bit better now, but, like, for years, like, that really affects a person. You don't have anyone in your life who's pushing for
you. It's so crazy how many people surround themselves with just enablers.
Yeah.
I mean, look at Michael Jackson. Yeah. Look at Amy Winehouse. Look at all these sad stories.
But
they needed me to be like, bitch, get your shit together, honey.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and I mean, like, you know, when you're already laying in bed tempted to not go to work and your friend says, let's order room service instead. Like, you need friends around you that are going to be about you when you're in a situation like that.
I would be such a loyal, good celebrity best friend.
You would be. But you know what? You are a star, so I don't see you as a best friend.
I guess I just need to find my best
person. The Busy Phillips to your Michelle Williams.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. It's
so that's sunscreen.
Is important. Sunscreen is really important. Lindsay Lohan's important. You are important. There's not abortions in your lotion. Tell your boyfriend to fucking read a book. Like, that's really upsetting to me that he said that to you.
I think he probably means the baby penis foreskins. Yeah. He probably somehow misconstrued
that. But he needs to stop propagating that information. Like, that is harmful information. Like, if he's – that's one person misspoke, and now there's people saying there's abortions in lotion, when in reality there's full foreskins that are up for grabs by parents who did not abort their children.
Right. They're alive. They're doing fine.
And they're Jewish.
Yes. Well, not necessarily.
Probably. No.
Americans.
They want.
North American.
It's less trendy now. Thomas Ravenel on Southern Charm did not. This why
I know
this
a
may
lot
be
of
why
people.
She doesn't know.
I know a lot of people who chose not to. Yeah.
I know someone whose like husband is for it, but they're not for it because they think it's barbaric.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're the only country that does it in the world.
Really?
Yeah, honey.
Not, what about Israel?
Oh, I don't know about that. I just mean like out of the Jewish religion.
Medical, yeah, yeah. As like
if you go
standard
to England and drop trow on 10 men, they're all going to be uncut. If you go to any other country, it's like
yeah,
we're
and,
the only ones who do it.
You know, I mean, I do the arguments make sense to me. It is a form of genital mutilation. Like it is taking away a choice from a person. You and I were talking about downstairs just like how guilty we felt when we took away our dog's ability to have children.
I feel like I didn't even let her tell me what she wanted. I just made the decision for her.
Right.
And it's a really big decision to take from someone.
Yeah.
Just like
ultimately it's best for the
Right.
Dogs in general.
For sure.
Yeah. Oh, but, yeah, because LA just passed that law. Yeah. Where it's like, oh, you
well,
can't.
Well, Malls and I considered briefly breeding our dogs.
Yeah.
Because WAG and stuff was unaltered and my dog was unspayed.
What would be like the combo name?
Oh, I don't know. But I mean, they just.
Wag and Chooch?
They're just both so gorgeous, you know? Like, Wag and Stuff is such a handsome chihuahua. Like, his just features are so beautiful.
And Prissy's so, like, they were
little and sweet.
Cute little babies.
But then we would have kept them all, like, psychopaths.
I know. We didn't even know anyone in our lives, let alone us. We didn't know people in our lives who were in a position to take on a dog back then.
Plus, I wouldn't want that. I would, like, want to go over there every day and make sure the dog was okay. Exactly. I would have had to end up keeping them all.
You would have been such a good dog grandma.
Yeah, I know. And I feel, sometimes I wonder about that. Like, oh, Prissy would have been such a good mom.
Maybe if you guys move someday, like, if you are very successful and can have a place in another part of the country.
Well, I want to get her a kitten and let her raise it.
That's cute.
But I just don't want to deal with cats, you know.
They the litter walk in box, their own shit. The yeah. litter box is a lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not going to pull up Paris Hilton and have 75 animals living in my house.
I love that you love her snappy.
Including ferrets, which are illegal.
Wait, we both had the same realization and you vocalized it and it's the best. Paris Hilton only listens to music from when she was famous.
I really think that she doesn't understand that it's 2016. No. I think in her head, it's still 2005.
Wait, like what?
Like, Love Don't Cost a Thing, like, Little John. Like, she just, like,
that's all she also, to. I've heard her play Stars Are Blind twice now. Yeah. Twice she's sang to it and looked in the camera. And done
she,
it.
Like, first of all, she's an international, like, DJ now, but she has, so I've gotten really into her bedding. Like, she.
Oh, it's the worst.
Did I show you the picture?
Sent to me that pillow.
So she has these heart pillows on her bed that say Paris, and you're like, I wonder what the deal is with these pillows. And you just, like, you slide in a little bit more and it says Paris Hilton and then underneath in small letters, clothing collection. So like basically Paris Hilton is wearing like, has like free swag pillows that like they give away to people who didn't make it in time for the autograph signing. Like she has cheap flammable pillows from her clothing line.
They were
on
probably
her bed.
Shot out of a cannon into a crowd of Korean children.
Exactly right. Exactly
that they made
right.
in the factory. Earlier that day.
So it's like kind of like, it's kind of appalling just because it's like, I want Paris to have pillows that say her own name on them, but I want her to be not tacky enough that they're not free.
Her bedroom looks like Forever 21, 2004. Like yes. When you walk into it, the colors, the textures, the fabrics.
Like a spoiled, like the spoiled only girl in a family of five boys from an upper middle class city in the Midwest. You know what I mean? Like her bedroom's just like blown
it's
out girly.
So, and I'm not a big fan of any of her colors and her whole house. I'm like, honey, you're gone for 3 months in Ibiza doing DJ jobs. Get a fucking decorator while you're gone.
And you love pink.
I do, but like, it's fuzzy.
It's fuzzy,
like I said,
hot.
I texted
pink.
You. I said Kmart would have rejected that line. They would have said this isn't up to our standards. Like,
right,
it's so
it's not.
Cheap.
And it looks like if you threw a match in her room, like the entire mansion would burn down within seconds. Like
oh, yeah,
everything
easily.
Looks flammable.
So what you're saying is Paris Hilton is basic as fuck.
She's basic as fuck.
I mean, I just think she is living in a false reality.
Yeah,
guys. Luann was right. Money don't buy you class.
It does
oh, it
not.
Sure does not, honey.
It does not. Actually, yeah, I can't. I kept thinking about that element of it too. Like the Richard sisters, like came in like a wrecking ball to that Hilton family legacy. Like Kim, Kyle, and Kathy are so messy, and like Kathy is by far like. The oldest, the most regal of sorts. But, like, there's so much messiness between those Richard sisters. Like, of course those are their heirs. Like, Nikki on the high end with the Rothschild heir and, like, whatever else. And then on the other end of it, we have Paris. Like,
I don't even think Paris is getting any inheritance anymore, right? Didn't they, like, cut her off and say you're
probably.
Not? Oh, my God. Did you see the snap a few weeks ago at Nikki Hilton's baby shower?
No.
Okay, so Nikki Hilton was having a baby shower, and Paris was snapping the whole thing. And basically, like, she would open a gift, and everyone would go, oh, and she'd go, that's a sack. And, like, you could tell that everyone in the room hated her and, like, thought she was annoying and, like,
weird.
Oh, my
God.
Because they were like, oh, my God, Nikki's so cute. Oh, my God, that's sick. You know, like, and it was just, like, everyone's like, shut up, Paris. Stop being weird. Like, it's just so funny. Like, her baby voice is so weird to me.
I know. It is so weird, especially because she's
stunted.
That's not her real voice. Like, no. She switches back to the real voice. I'm telling
sometimes. You, we saw you fuck on camera, honey. Yeah. Who are you trying to fool? You're not a baby. You're a grown woman.
I was saying, like, she has been in prison.
Yeah.
Like, we, like.
And we've forgotten that.
We all have, oh, it's just Paris Hilton. But you're like, this is a woman that did hard time for over 40 days. Like,
I want to see her face. Like, I want somebody to walk up to her and be like, hey, Kim Kardashian is the most famous woman in the world. Like, I want to see her face when you say that, because Kim Kardashian used to clean her closet for her.
Yeah.
That was her job.
Yeah.
And look at how it is reversed. Mm-hmm. Look at how the world has reversed.
Do you know that clip?
That's like some All About Eve bullshit.
Hell yeah.
100%. There's this amazing clip of, I think it's Tara Reid, and it's Kim and Paris arm in arm walking into the Roosevelt, walking into Teddy's, and Tara Reid is outside and she hasn't been able to get in yet. Oh, and Tara looks at them and she goes, hi guys. And they look at her and like, ha ha ha, and they go in. And like 2 weeks earlier, Paris and Tara had been really good friends.
I'm telling you.
And like, it was just like, you watched Kim get that come up. You watched Kim look at her and cackle and be like, that has been, because you know, Tara's not from money. Tara's not like.
And she made some missteps.
Oh, missteps.
The bad tit job from the strip mall surgeon.
And when you think like she started out as like Bunny Bukowski, like, or Bunny Lebowski, who's Bukowski? A writer? Yes. Bunny Lebowski, like, that is crazy that she went from being Bunny Lebowski, who could have had anything in the world, that's unknown, who was cast in this breakout role, and then she did what she did. It's really sad.
I mean, if we could gather anything from this, fame is fleeting. So, like, don't make that your goal. I think at this point, like, I just want to create comfortably.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's what I want. I want to create comfortably.
The Kardashians are going to be famous forever. Like, I don't see Kim ever not being famous.
Oh, no way.
Thank you for bringing this back, because I texted Jackie about this. One of my snappy people this week sent me a snap that was like, I was talking about OJ and Kim and the family, and someone snapped at me and said, I think that America's sliding door moment would have been if OJ had killed himself in Kim's bedroom. And Christina thinks, no, they would have gotten famous faster. But I think that would have taken a psychological toll on them.
Well, I heard that it was really Khloe's room.
I know. I heard that, too. Yeah. But, like, still, wouldn't that have had an – if Uncle OJ – like, if they all came home and Uncle OJ's brains were blown out on the floor, like, do you think she would have followed on that path? Or would it have no difference?
I think I think it would have completely changed everything.
You do?
Oh, yeah. It's like the butterfly effect.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, who knows? She'd probably be probably cured cancer or some scientist now.
Okay. So, A, like, Chris and, God, what's his name?
With the Kardashian? Robert.
Oh, yeah. So, A, Chris and Robert were already separated. So, that was his house, and that was the kid's bedroom in his house. So, like, I don't know if that was her, like, Kim's,
that's
or
true.
Kim and Chloe's primary childhood
that's
bedroom.
That's true.
True. So but it's like, was their reasons. Father's best friend that they called uncle.
Yes, that's true. But I just think that these people are, like, power hungry and fame hungry, and they always have been. And I don't see them, like.
I think it's deeper. I think there's a government conspiracy.
You do? You think this is some ISIS shit?
I have some major Kardashian conspiracy theories.
What do you think?
I just think that somehow, at some point, the government got involved in them and said, like, we're going to make these people control the world and slowly get everyone used to seeing this as normal and this as ideal. Like, the whole face changing. I mean, go down the street. Go to Earth Cafe on Melrose. Every girl looks like Kim Kardashian.
They all look like Kylie Jenner. Their butts are shaped differently now.
Even me, like, I never wanted lip filler.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, oh, man, I might look good with that. I'm not going to get it. But, like, I never wanted it until Kylie.
She makes working. Lip kids pop. But that's why we have the lip kit.
It's working against – we all talk shit about them and make fun of them. But we all – no, never stop talking about them. It worked. We're part of the problem.
You're right. It could be a government thing. I mean, it could be some sort of bigger conspiracy.
I think it's aliens. Like, aliens are going to arrive, and they're going to have huge asses and huge lips and be short and have all these makeup. Because they do make their face look like aliens with all their makeup and their fillers and shit. And it's like they're getting us used to seeing this as normal. And then when they land, it's like we're not going to be expecting it. And I have this whole theory.
Kim well, I mean, could like, be. Less than that, like it was. It's popular now in some cultures to have big lips, but there are people who have always had big lips. And big
no, but right, I think I that agree. What she's he's like, referring
that's the thing
to.
That irritates me is,
but
like,
it's
I've
cultural appropriation.
Figure. I've always had a big ass.
Right, but that's never been in style. And right now it's very in
mainstream style.
Right. It's cultural appropriation. And it was back in the day too. Marilyn Monroe was also a full figured woman. People don't think of her as that, but she was a full figured woman. I think that what it's saying, I think there is something that my sister has like a bubble butt. I think bodies are born differently now. For and sure. I think that with what the Kardashians' body is on target with is something that this is like the future of evolution. More bodies are going to look like
but
that in the future.
Fake. They are fake.
But we're becoming that. Like it's like how they breed dogs to look cuter and cuter.
Right.
And then like it's fake, but then like, it becomes reality.
But like who's deciding that?
God. Us.
The government.
Like how your earlobes become smaller over time.
The government is involved in this takeover.
It takes a long time for that kind of like evolutionary development.
I just think we're going faster. The pattern's getting smaller. You know what I mean?
Well, we'll all be dead in 100 years from pollution anyway. So like...
Oh, 100 years? Honey, I'm thinking like 20.
That's why it's like, why even have a kid? I think it's selfish to have a kid. Honestly,
I do a little
because
bit.
Because your kid's going to choke.
Yeah.
It's sad, but that's just how it...
So you're not having kids.
I mean, I kind of think about it, but I'm just like, the idea of my kid going, Mom, is sad
carbon
to me.
Dioxide.
Yeah.
And I don't think they're going to make it.
Yeah.
I mean, first of all, there's no water.
This is getting really dark.
Yes,
guys.
It's dark. Everybody
so
go vegan.
Sunscreen.
Everybody go vegan. More
but
sunscreen.
I do think that there's a really good chance that the Kardashians are shapeshifters. I do feel like they would be the perfect vessels, and aliens
that's what
do
I'm saying.
Use government
that's
and
what
pop
I'm
culture.
Saying. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. They were like, okay, we're going to have you fuck Brandy's brother on tape. This is the seed we're planting.
Because the thing that really blew my mind with Kim when I was oscillating about whether or not she could possibly be the person... She could have been this like sliding doors America for a moment for America. I realized that like when Kim was pregnant for the first time, I was afraid she wouldn't be able to love it. Like because I don't know if Kim loves anything outside of herself. Right. And like my first concern was like, who's going to love this baby between Kim and Kanye? Right. Who's going to love
They'll
this
pay
kid?
People.
And it does seem like they really love them. But when I was posed this question, I kind of went to this place where I was like, well, for a person devoid of emotion, like how much would it mean if your Uncle OJ shot himself in your dad's house?
Right.
You know? But I don't know. Khloe is the sensitive girl. They could all be held at her hands.
I think Courtney actually has a lot of heart, but she's like very guarded about it.
Oh, Courtney for sure.
Yeah.
But Chloe's like the love. Like Chloe is really the love of
if the I had to hang out with one of them, I would pick Chloe easily.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, for
but
sure.
But like I feel see, we're talking about them. This is what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Chloe's
okay.
The best Kardashian. Good night. Which is your favorite?
Well, I think, like I said, I would rather hang out with Chloe, but like keeping it real wise, I think Courtney hasn't had anything done, as far as I can tell.
No. Yeah.
And Kendall hasn't had anything done. I watch very closely.
Kendall hasn't, no. She's way too young and
right.
So doesn't
well,
eat
Kylie's
any of
even
it.
Younger and she can't even move her face.
Well, yeah.
That girl has so much Botox, she can't even move her face. When she laughs, nothing moves.
It was always hard because you could just tell even when they were like 10-year-olds.
What kind of
Kendall
monster would
so
inject
much
a child with that shit?
The kind that has... Gave Kim
but again,
an
love her lip kits and I love her snaps. I'm part of the problem.
All right, next call.
Hey, I am actually just calling because I was watching an almost expired snap from Molly and just like a glimpse of Shia's face just appeared to me in her face. It was amazing. I love both of them. Truly. Spiritual for me. And I just wanted to let you know. Have an amazing day. My name is Jordan.
Okay, so this is a little disturbing. Jackie, are you low-key secretly attracted to me because I look like Shia LaBeouf?
I mean, I'll be dead honest. Am I attracted to you? Yes. Do you look like Shia? No. Sorry, honey.
I
think Jordan's
like
shoes were laced too tight.
Yeah, that's a little bit of a please advise throwback. Her shoes were on, and they were on pretty tight.
Yeah.
In other news, I'll be writing the fan fiction for this.
Right. I would love to read that.
That's so interesting. I've never gotten Shia LaBeouf.
You know, you should do that face, the snap filter where you put the face on and
you
see.
You know what? Maybe I have done. Do you remember those celebrity what do you look like things back in the day? I used to get Bjork a lot. which is weird because she's Icelandic and I believe Asian.
Yeah.
But
and
I
have big blue eyes.
Yeah. But so I've gotten her before. I forgot the other one. I got like a Sophia Bush or something.
I would get a couple guys every once in a while.
But I think I got a Shia once maybe. But I don't think that's right.
I really don't see it at all.
But I got a lot of Asian men.
But I've also never seen him in person, you know?
That's a full lie. Haven't you? You've seen him in person.
No.
Just like walking by or something?
No. Every time I'm in Sherman Oaks, I like camp out at his favorite locales. I was just at Lemonade the other day, like for hours. Like
Mendocino Farms, baby. That's where I saw him.
And I know which grocery store he goes to. He goes to the Gelson's.
Yeah.
You know, I do my best. But at this point, like to be honest, I haven't Googled Chaya in over a month probably because I'm about to get married. He missed his window. You know, it didn't work out. So I've given up on that dream.
Can I tell a story I love about how at your engagement party, I like made you do that video for the Please Advise Instagram saying that like, you're off the market, LOL. And then like you came up to me like right before we left. I'm like, hey, just so you know, like I still would leave Shia. I still would leave Adam for Shia. Like it was like off the record.
I mean, if I was like, let's just say right now I walked out of here. I'm in Glendale. I turn the corner. I maybe go get a juice or something. And Shia walks in and we hit eyes and like the moment happens. I think Adam would understand.
Yeah, I do.
You know what I mean?
He's a really nice guy.
But like I said, I'm not going to stink up divorce. Like I made a vow. I'm sticking to it. I don't quit, you know? So if Shia comes the next week, it's too late.
Can I be real?
Yeah.
I can't even imagine a scenario in which you and Adam get divorced.
No, I really can't.
I can't either.
I mean, I would hope not because sometimes trauma can cause things, but I hope that won't happen.
It would be some sort of horrific, unforeseen trauma, but anything in my graspable imagination, I'm like, they'd work that out.
Well, I mean, that's why I really advise to just wait, be with a person for 5 years before you get married. Because even a year and a half, you still don't know that person.
Things happen.
Yeah.
Things come out.
Move in with them, and then you really see them.
Yeah.
You really see them then.
I've always been adverse to moving in before engagement, especially at this point in my life, because I'm kind of like 32. I don't want to kick anyone out of my house. I also don't want to move for anyone.
I really just feel like you have to, though, because it changes everything.
When you're in
we
that
fought.
Space.
I slept on the couch. One night I came in and I go, I sold all my furniture for you. I can't believe this. Like, you fucking ruined my life. But it worked out.
Oh, okay, so how did you wind up sleeping on the couch?
Like, I was so mad I didn't, like, want to be near him. But you're trapped.
What were you mad about?
I don't remember. Stupid shit.
Yeah.
It's all stupid shit.
This will be good to know for our audience because I think when you fight in relationships, you freak out that it's going to be the end.
Yeah.
When
you're a child of abandonment, which a lot of us are,
right.
Shia included.
One line I did not relate to Trainwreck as a whole, but there was one line in Trainwreck that I really related to, which is when she's like, well, we had a fight, so it's over, right?
Yeah.
And like that was me for years. Like I remember the first time Derek and I got in a fight and I was like, well, I mean, we got in a fight. Like, this is really bad. Like, this is the worst thing that could happen. We fought. And he was like, we just fought. It's fine. And I was like, what is that? What? You can get over these things? Like, I didn't realize that.
I have something similar. Like, my parents have been married for, they just had their wedding anniversary.
Her parents'
wedding anniversary was on June 28th.
That's beautiful.
They've been together for 35, they've been married for 34 years, but they've been together for like 38 years.
His dad woke up from a surgery and wanted his mom to play, her mom to play with his balls.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So romantic.
And that's all he wanted. They lived a block away from each other growing up. And they actually got together
at a dance club
at a disco. You guys,
it's so cute.
Yeah, I'll tell that story someday when she's on the pod.
That thing that you,
My mom will come at the pod at some point because she's a pisser. So
yeah, she's amazing.
My parents have been together forever, and I still worry. Like, I never feel like I'm in with people,
right?
You know what I mean? Where it's like you can say anything can happen. And
yeah,
it's okay.
Yeah,
like I never have that secure feeling, even with you. Sometimes I'm like, oh, this is it.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's like
it isn't necessarily that. Yeah. I mean, it's just hard out there. It's just hard out there to be a human and not be insecure and not have struggles and
I had a friend look at me in a fight and was like, is this it? Like, we're done? And I looked at her and I go, you wish. And I walked away.
See, that's manipulation.
I know.
Is deep, dirty manipulation.
You wish.
Was that friend an addict?
That friend was a product of addicts, yeah.
That's why. I'm telling you, Those people are manipulative.
Yeah, manipulative. Yeah, is that it? You wish. What were you going to say?
Oh, I was just going to say, like, I've been thinking a lot about, people keep asking me, like, why is Adam the one, or why do you know he is? And it just comes down to, like, the simplest thing, which is, like, you should never be afraid of your partner. They should make you feel safe.
Mm-hmm.
You should never be with a person who makes you feel like shit. You should be the person that makes you feel wonderful and better. Mm-hmm. And that's it. If you're with a person who you don't like being around, or makes you feel bad, or like scares you or upsets you, they're not the person.
Yeah.
And it, unfortunately, we've all been in relationships that are like that.
Yeah.
And I feel like just you learn from those mistakes, and you can't repeat the patterns and let somebody treat you like that.
Yeah.
That's it.
God, that's so great, Jack.
But it's so hard to do. It's so easy, but it's so hard.
It's hard to, hold out shit for, yeah.
And just being clear with each other and telling what you want and how you feel, honestly, is so hard to do.
Yeah, that's everything.
Yas, Quains.
Quains. Okay, you guys, that was episode 99.
Oh my God, that's so cool.
Please Advise Jackie Johnson. Thank you so much for being back, Christina.
Oh my God, I can't believe we've been doing it for this long.
I don't even, like, know what to do.
I don't know.
We've done 99 of something.
I know, that's the thing. It's not even just like, oh, we made it this far. It's just like, no, we've stuck with it. 99
of something.
I hope you have somebody really big for the 100.
And we haven't killed each other.
You're going to be invited back for the, I know, we haven't killed each other. Fuck, you're going to be on your honeymoon, I think, when we do our 100th episode.
Bummer.
But what we're going to do is we're going to have a little bit of a party here. We're going to invite over, like, 10 of our favorites.
I don't have a honeymoon booked, so most likely that won't
happen. You haven't booked it yet?
No, girl, we're out of money, man.
Oh, that's true.
I just bought new furniture. Like,
okay.
So is the Honey Fund just, because you have a Honey Fund, which is a cool thing that people, if you don't know about it, you can basically, like, donate packages and things for your honeymoon.
Right.
How is that all just staying in a savings account?
As soon as it gets money in it, we're going to book a honeymoon.
Okay.
There just hasn't.
Is that been the last? People aren't thinking to do that for you guys?
I mean, there better be some gifts at that wedding, because I've been hoping, like, every day when I go to the door, there'll be a gift or something. They're not. So hopefully everyone will just bring me money.
Okay.
That would be, like, my ideal.
That's how we do in Brooklyn.
Like, yeah. That's the Italian thing, right? With the envelope.
Yeah.
Money, honey. Yes.
Someone told me, like, oh, it's tacky to bring money to a wedding. And I was like, that's the only gift I've seen at Brooklyn weddings.
No. It's not money. The most, like, thoughtful, but to me, it's like, you can't deny cash.
It is the most thoughtful, because if there's anything two people about to start their lives need, it's some money.
Well, I'm telling you, like, I'm trying to get a honeymoon, and we've spent all the money on our furniture, and Adam got a 4K TV, and it's like, talk about, get a 4K TV and you will see some shit. Like, the Kardashians, you can see the powder on their face. It, like, ruins every human for you. But we're, like, you know, we're upgrading our life. We need some money.
Well, I'm excited for you guys. You're going to Europe?
Yeah, we haven't booked it yet. I want to, like, get fucked up in Amsterdam. Like, you know, I want to do, like, that kind of shit.
I saw a sex show in Amsterdam.
I don't want to do that.
It's fun.
Christina saw a woman put a banana in her vagina, and then she watched a man eat it out of her vagina.
That was the audience participation part of the show.
Took the peel off or just raw dogged it?
I can't remember.
How do you not remember?
I wasn't that close to the stage to, like,
the
see
audience
what was happening.
Could lean up and bite the banana out of her vagina.
No.
Hon, Jackie, you're vegan. How does that not align? Is pussy not vegan?
It depends on her diet. It depends on her diet.
Okay. Well,
on that note,
that was episode 99 of Please Advise.
Jackie, so if you are in town, we're doing our 100th episode. We're going to have a bunch of people over. We're going to answer one question each, and there's going to be an ambient moment in the background. But thank you so much for being here. It wouldn't have been the same without you.
I really want to say I'm so grateful for all the Malls fans that have crossed over and supported me all these years. And it means so much to me to be here for my third time for show 99. So just thanks, everybody. Thank you for all your snap DMs, for the support.
We got to do something like SNL does for the Five Timers Club.
Oh, really?
I could get a robe or something.
That would be fabulous. Actually, we should do that.
Let's go to Things Remembered and buy flasks and get, like, monograms flasks.
That's dope. I love that. Or for you, like, a container for your weed gummies.
Oh, yeah.
Like a little pill box or something. Yeah, that would be perfect.
They call me Weedy Wonka.
Do they?
Because I always got them weed candies.
Honey,
yes.
Well, thank you so much for being here, Jackie. People can find you on Twitter at Jackie_Michelle with one L. They can find you on Snapchat where?
is Jackie Michelle J. Listen, my name is Jackie Johnson. Everything's fucking taken. It's just the story of my life.
Yeah.
Everything's wonky and nothing matches.
Our like most famous weather girl has your name. Yes. And everyone should know Jackie did a day where she went on the news and switched places with Jackie Johnson. Yeah. The newscaster. That's awesome.
You haven't seen it?
No, I haven't
I'll
seen
send
it.
You the clip.
We'll post that day. That's going to be...
the Channel 5, right?
Yeah.
Amazing.
KTLA. She's amazing and she's vegan.
Christina is at Hey K Lopez on... Snapchat. She's Christina Lopez on Twitter. B, what's your Snapchat name? B Nugs is sitting in.
Oh, I see you. I see your name.
Nugs. Yeah, I'm apparently the most technologically advanced Christina Lopez because I was able to lock all my Christina Lopez.
You're so smart.
I'm very proud of you.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for being here, you guys. We love you. Subscribe on iTunes and make sure to call us 323-450-7408. Have a blessed week. Bye.
Bye.
Ha ha ha.